R.J. Sigurdsson is the Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation, and he joins us on the line today. Mr. Minister, thank you very much for joining us. I guess it's a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, sir. Just get your comments. This, if I'm not mistaken, is your first time being the Agriculture Minister, is it not?
It is my first time. It is, of course, my second term with the government of Alberta, but this is my first time as the minister and the first time as the Minister of Agriculture. But I'm deeply honored to have the opportunity to work on this file, considering agriculture is, of course, a very important industry in Alberta.
What are some of the things you're working on as you get started in the portfolio?
Well, definitely number one is, since taking, being sworn in as the Minister of Agriculture, my primary goal here in the early days, of course, is to meet with my deputy ministers, all my assistant deputy ministers and departments to get an update on the current situation in the province and all agricultural sectors, in which that's currently what I'm working on. Of course, it is very expansive file, both in the agriculture and the irrigation side. So I've been working with my departments to get briefings in all the different departments to make sure I'm completely up to speed, and that's what I've been working on just in the past few weeks.
I guess on the to-do list here, Mr. Minister, is one of those tasks being something that possibly could be done for farmers and ranchers that have been affected by wildfires, especially up here in the Peace region, the Peace and Mackenzie?
Definitely having discussions revolving the forest fires. Those were ongoing the first day I took office. So we are having ongoing conversations about the impacts of the wildfires. So I continue to get briefs and updates from the departments right now. And, we just continue to monitor the situation.
Have you had discussions with any of the municipalities up here in the Peace and Mackenzie's saying, hey, I'm here for you guys, or whatever the conversation may be at that time?
Well, I think one of the most important things when you're dealing with a situation, especially how they can emerge and change so quickly in relation to something like a forest fire, as a province, we wanted to make sure that there was one clear direction for the municipalities to communicate to. And of course, our Minister of Municipal Affairs has been working hand in hand with those municipalities. But of course, as a government, we then continue to work and get that information imparted over to us from the minister. But we had to make sure that we had one clear contact. So that has been our Minister of Municipal Affairs. And of course, as the agriculture minister, I continue to work hand in hand with him.
One thing that has recently been passed here, Mr. Minister, is the Canada-Alberta Bee Colony Replacement Assistance Initiative, which I'm guessing is a joint collaboration. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about that? And second of all, how pleased are you to have this initiative in place?
Well, I'm very pleased to have this initiative in place. We understand how important bees and the bee colonies are to pollination and agriculture overall. So definitely we heard from a lot of our, a lot of the industry that they had dealt with some really tough years over the winter. So to be able to have this replacement put in place is really going to assist them to build back the necessary count in their colonies that they need moving forward. So very excited to have this new initiative put forward. And we've got so far quite a positive response from B&B producers.
Back to the agriculture and irrigation portfolio here, Mr. Minister. What are some of the goals that you might have during your tenure as the minister?
Well, as I mentioned, it's just been weeks becoming minister. And of course, this is a very large file when you consider agriculture and irrigation. So those conversations are still ongoing. And of course, in the weeks to come, there will be a mandate letter that will be issued that will clearly define what we consider to be our priorities over the next 4 years. But all I can say at this time is I look forward to that mandate letter being issued and then, of course, being able to communicate that more broadly when it does.
Kyle Moore, my colleague here at the radio station, always likes to talk to the ministers, and he likes to throw in a little personal question to show that politicians are people, too. You represent the electoral district of Highwood, which is just south of Calgary. First of all, I ask, have you ever been to the Peace Region?
I have been up to the Peace Region, but it was a long time ago. Of course, I spent the very early days of my working career after graduating high school on a conventional drilling rig in northern Alberta. So I did a lot of traveling around a lot of very small towns in northern Alberta for my duration working on that drilling rig. So I had the opportunity to spend some time in the Peace Country. It has been a few years since I've been back up, but I definitely look forward to making trips up and revisiting and reconnecting with the Peace Country.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask, Mr. Sigurdsson. Yes, it's summer holidays are right around the corner. Any plans to possibly revisit the Peace Region just to say hi or to take in some of the scenery that is the Peace and Mackenzie region?
We haven't formalized the schedule on getting out across the province as of yet. As you can imagine, this is a busy time for a lot of ag societies, rodeos, and then, of course, I have the FPT coming up in New Brunswick in July, which I need to attend and to be able to connect with our provincial ag ministers and the federal government too as well about the priorities for agriculture moving forward. But I look forward to working on that schedule to be able to find time to be able to get across from every portion of the province, which I think is I'm really looking forward to.
RJ Sigurdsson is the provincial minister of agriculture and irrigation. Mr. Minister, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well for the opportunity.